In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is Luis and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 1. We're on page 11, Volume 23, 127-27. Jesus begins, "Now, since all the acts of the kingdom of my divine will are enclosed in those of redemption, even from that time, I, God, called you Luisa, and as I, God, deposited in the Sovereign Queen of Heaven everything that regarded the kingdom of the redemption, so I did deposit in you everything that regarded to the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat." So here you see the importance of the Blessed Mother for redemption and Luisa for sanctification. When we look at Luisa, we go to Luisa, why? So that we can have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. When we go to Luisa, Jesus says, everything's going to be given to you. We're going to receive the image and likeness of God. So he says very clearly, in the kingdom of redemption, he said, "I deposited everything in the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the kingdom of the divine will, I deposited everything in you, Luisa." So where do we find the divine will? Is in Luisa Picaretta. "This is why," Jesus says, "I, God, want you, Luisa, to follow me step by step. And if a little child, I, God, cry, and I want you near me in order to give you the gift of my tears, with which I impetrated for you the great gift of my divine kingdom." So here Jesus is saying, I'm going to share with you everything that I possessed. If I cry as a little child, he says, I want you near me. Why? To give you, Luisa, the gift of God's tears, in which I, God, impetrated for you the great gift of my divine kingdom. So the greatest thing that God has done, I mean, this is what Jesus says. The model of creation was God. Okay, once God created, everything that God created in creation was modeled after God. That's why St. Thomas Aquinas says, we see the love of God in all creation. And the more that we look at creation, the more we see the love of God, even in the petals of a flower or the wings of an insect. Under the microscope, the amoebas that are there, you know, under an atomic microscope to see the atoms. Everything is there, represents or shows the love of God. Everything that God has done. So he says, the second model was Adam. Adam, then, the second model of creation, reflecting God, was Adam, and Adam fell. So Jesus says the third model of creation is you, Luisa Picaretta. It's not Jesus. The first model of creation was God. The second model of creation was Adam. He fell. So Jesus says now the third model of creation, everything's going to be modeled after you, Luisa. Because of you, Luisa, Everyone will then be in God's image and likeness. So what he says here is just astonishing. I prayed, I impetrated, I begged for you the great gift of my divine kingdom. So who possesses this kingdom is Luisa Picaretta. So when God looks at us and he says, do you want the kingdom? And we say, yes. He says, where's Luisa? Where can I find Luisa? Because if I can find Luisa in the soul, I know that the kingdom will be there. But if I can't find Luisa, I can't find the kingdom. So he says this, if I, God, speak, I want you, Luisa, near me. Why? To give you, Luisa, the gift of my word, of the word of my holy divine will. If I, God, walk, why? He says, to give you, Luisa, the gift of the divine will steps. If I, God, work, why? It's to endow you, Luisa, with the divine will works. If I pray, why? It's to give you, Luisa, the gift of my prayer in order to impetrate its kingdom for the whole human family. See, the whole human family changes because of Louisa Picaretta. Because of a human, the whole human will changes. The whole human race changes. Why? It's very clear. In Louisa, as a new Adam, everything begins again. Where it was supposed to begin was Adam. And when Adam fell, Jesus came to earth, Mary came to earth to redeem mankind, the kingdom of redemption. And now that everything has been redeemed, everything is ready now to go back into the divine order, to live the life that God originally planned. So this is what he says. He says, to give you, Louisa, the order to infiltrate the kingdom for the whole human family. This is important here. The divine will is for healing, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. The divine will is to heal us. And this is what he says. If I, God, make miracles, I do this to give you, Louisa, the great gift, the gift of the great miracle of my most holy divine will. So the miracles that have happened 100 years ago, everybody that was healed 100 years ago is dead. That's not going to happen with the divine will. The miracle, the great miracle of the divine will, is we will be recreated. We will be in God's image and likeness. And what does that mean? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more sin, no more death. This is what's coming. And what does that mean? That means that it's the end of the evil one. We are going to live in the kingdom that God originally planned for mankind. We're going to go back to paradise. This is why Our Lady of Revelation in 1947 said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of how we're living. So to understand this, where we live the third degree, the third dimension. Okay, where the saints live. This is not correct theologically. The saints lived like in the fourth dimension. How do they get to this high level of sanctity? It's by prayer, fasting, penance, conversion, great mortifications, great penances. I mean, they would go to caves to live. They would stop eating. Like you look at the body of St. Francis when they examined his bones. He died of malnutrition. He starved himself to death, basically. And at 33, his body just collapsed. And that's what a lot of saints did. I remember being in Jerusalem for the first time. We went on top of the roofs of where these Christians were living, and they'd lock themselves in, and they would wait for people to feed them, and they would lock themselves into a cell for the rest of their life. And it was hot on top of those roofs. It was this cell that they were living in had just bars in it, and the only thing that people could do was give them something to eat. With that mortification, with that penance, with that sacrifice, with wanting to die to the earth, it was like entering another dimension. It wasn't another dimension, but we weren't there. We had no idea what they were going through. But the divine will is to go beyond that saintly life, the good life, the holy life, and to enter, if you want to say, like the fifth dimension. It's something that's never been seen before. We saw the saintly life, you know, what the saints did, how they were martyred, how they surrendered to be tortured to death. But what's coming is a life that has never been seen before. And that's what God wants to give to us. And this is why he says that with Jesus' prayer, it's to bring the kingdom of God through you, Louisa, for the whole human family. The whole human family is going to change. we're going to go back to paradise. We're going to live a life where a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. No one knows what this is like. And yet, it's soon. Why is it soon? You look at the response of Our Lady at Akita, Our Lady of La Salette. You look at Our Lady speaking to Father Gobi. You look at the unapproved apparitions, Garabandal and Medjugorje. You listen to what Our Lady is saying. She's saying, get ready for the return of my son. Jesus is coming. Why would Jesus be coming? Because the reign of Lucifer is ending. It's now a new beginning for mankind. So Jesus says, and so I, God, looked at the centuries as one single point, and I found you, Luisa Picaretta. You, Luisa Picaretta, are the chosen one. And even from that time, I, God, directed, and I, God, deposited my axe, my divine axe, in you, Luisa, in order to dispose my kingdom. So where is the kingdom of God? It's found within Luisa. It's found within a human, born of original sin. And now Jesus is asking us if we are willing to accept this gift that Luisa has accepted. And that means that our focus has to be on the 36 volumes. Our focus has to be the Book of Heaven. You look at the Franciscans, they wear the Franciscan habit. They follow the rule of Francis. They follow his letters, and they want to be Franciscan. That's religious. That's good. That's holy. That's saintly. Jesus wants more. He wants us to be like him, not to follow a saint. You look at the Dominicans; it's the same thing. The Benedictines, the same thing. They follow a saint. What Jesus is asking us is to follow what God has given. And this is why he says, this miracle that's coming, this miracle, the great gift, the gift of the great miracle of the divine will is coming, where we are going to be transmuted. God's going to bring about the new heavens and the new earth. And he's asking us to work with Luisa so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So therefore, he says this, therefore, a greater grace I, God, could not give in these times than transmitting through you, Luisa Picaretta, the characters of the celestial fatherland in souls, in the creatures. So the characteristics of the celestial fatherland is found where? In Luisa Picaretta, a human. Again, we love Jesus, we love Mary. They came to redeem us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. Now God has found a human 2,000 years later. He says this, I looked throughout all the centuries as one single point, and I found you, Luisa Picaretta. You are the chosen one. Even from that time, I directed to deposit all my acts in you, Luisa, in order to dispose my kingdom. You, Luisa, are going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. A human is going to do this. So again, we do not want Luisa for Luisa. We want Luisa because she lives the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. So what does Luisa teach us? Luisa teaches us to pray the way she prayed. And this is why the Echo Book is so important. The main prayer is, I want to be united with you, Jesus. I wanted to be united with you, but not like the saints. I wanted to be united with you, Jesus, in your divine order, in your divine life. Not to be just good and holy and saintly that the saints have been doing, that's doing the will of God, but living in the will of God, one with you, Jesus, one with you, Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So when we pray, we echo Luisa. We don't make up our own prayers. We echo what Jesus taught Luisa. Again, it's very essential. I've heard so many people over the years say, well, I'm going to do my rounds, and I'm going to do my prayers, and I'm going to I'm now going to pray the way I want to pray. And it's like, that's not the divine will. Jesus says very clearly, it's through Louisa. A greater grace I could not give to these times than transmitting through you, Louisa, the divine characteristics of the celestial fatherland to all souls, past, present, and future. You are the one that's going to bring this about. No one else. No one else. So our focus has to be on Louisa. Okay, so where is Louisa? You know, people say, well, give me a picture of Louisa. Well, go to the internet, download a picture that you like, go to, Office Depot and make it. Reproduce it. You know, it's, you have the opportunity, everybody has the opportunity of getting a picture of Louisa. Don't wait for one. You know, go out and say to Jesus, you want me to know Louisa? I want to know Louisa. You want me to honor Louisa? I want to honor Louisa. You, Jesus, your true life is found in Louisa. The kingdom is found in you, in Louisa. I want this. So that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to recognize who Louisa Picaretta is. These words from Jesus in the book of heaven, either they're true or they're not. And if they're true, then we have to follow these 100%. And that's what you come to. Jesus is the truth. Jesus, the truth is a person. This person, Jesus Christ, is speaking these knowledges to Louisa so that we can begin to understand how to live. 5:23-2:9-19-28. And just as I did everything, suffered everything, and consumed everything in order to form all possible and imaginable remedies for all the redeemed ones, so as to then dispose them to receive the great good of my most holy divine will reigning in their midst. So as Jesus says, I did everything. I did everything imaginable for the remedies. To dispose souls to receive the great good of my divine will reigning in their midst. And then he says this. What does this mean? He says, so you, Louisa, in order to prepare my kingdom for souls, for creatures, must enclose all that is holy, all that is good, and by dint of pains, you, Louisa, must consume all evils. Why? To make the life of my divine will be born again in the midst of creatures. Who is the one that's going to accomplish this? It has to be a human. Adam was a human. He was to give this to his children, and he failed. So Jesus says, now I have found one. I have found the newborn. I have found the firstborn. So you, Louisa, have to prepare my kingdom for all souls. You are the human that I'm going to use, Jesus says. So therefore, you must enclose all that is holy within you, all that is good within you. By pain, you, Louisa, must consume all the evils. Destroy all the evils. Like when I said, what Jesus is getting ready us ready for is the new heavens and the new earth. Why? So that there'll be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. She, Louisa, is going to consume all the evils. Why? To make the life of my divine will be born again in mankind. So what God has done is he's going back to our origin. He's saying basically, Adam was supposed to do this. So now, Louisa, now let's go back to consuming all evils. What does this mean? We are called by God to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. When you hear of something, when you see of something that is evil, you say, I'm sorry, Jesus, that this is happening to you. I want to repair this. I want to redo this. And again, that's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and then you will renew the face of the earth through us. So, by pain, you, Louisa, must consume all evils. So Jesus is teaching us to do the same thing. To repair and redo. You see things in your own family, you see things in your own with your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners, and it's to repair and redo as if this sin never occurred, as if all sin never occurred. And Jesus says very clearly, what's going to happen? It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That prayer to the Holy Spirit is going to renew the face of the earth, and it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. What does that mean? If Adam never sinned, then we never sinned. That's what it's going to look like. Repairing and redoing. Consuming all evils. Why? To make the life of my divine will be born again for the human family. This is what God is waiting for. As things get worse, good. Jesus is saying to us, well, are you repairing everything? Are you redoing everything? Or are you just complaining? If you're just complaining, you're not doing what I taught Louisa. He says very clearly, you must consume all the evils to make the life of my divine will be born again. The human family is going to be renewed. You, he says, must be my echo, Louisa. You, Louisa Picaretta, must be my echo, in whom I, God, must form the deposit from which the kingdom of my fiat must arise again. It's going to happen. And so he's saying to us, don't make up your own prayers. Use the echo book. You, Louisa, must be my echo. So if Jesus is saying that about Louisa, that she is the one who echoes Jesus, okay, then that means God is asking us to echo Jesus as well. You must be my echo, in whom I, God, must form the deposit from which the kingdom of my most holy divine will, my fiat, must arise again. It's going to happen. The kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven, and God is asking us to echo what Jesus taught Louisa. Don't make up your own prayers. I mean, I've heard people say, "Oh, this God gave me this," and I go, "Well, where did He give it to you?" In my brain, God gave it to me. Well, that's nice. Go to the Book of Heaven. Go to the Echo Book and echo what Jesus taught Louisa. That's what we're supposed to do. Don't make up your own prayers. Well, you don't understand. Oh, yeah, you know, God is speaking to me. Well, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand that. God spoke to Louisa. Louisa is the one, he says very clearly, that will bring the divine will on earth. God doesn't use your name, you know, no matter how holy you think you are. Jesus used Louisa's name. Jesus goes to Louisa. You, Louisa, must be my echo, in whom I, God, must form the deposit from which the kingdom of my fiat must arise again. So what the Lord is doing is he's showing us the one who was given this mission, and he's asking us, would you be willing to work with Louisa? Would you be willing to echo what Louisa is saying? Because Louisa is only speaking what I'm saying. And so the Lord, you know, he gives us the free will, and the more that we can focus on the Book of Heaven and echo, that's why the round book is so important. As you pray the rounds, you begin to pray the way Jesus taught Louisa. Everything in the round books, you know, is from the Book of Heaven. It's to echo what Jesus taught Louisa. And as you go through this, what happens is you begin to experience something that Adam had before the fall, you begin to experience the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary through this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. Volume 24, 5, 6, 19, 28. So I am, or rather, more than friend. A lot of people say, you know, Jesus is my brother, Jesus is my friend. You know, Jesus is I am. Jesus is God, more than a friend, more than a brother. And this is why we genuflect when we enter the church. When we see the sanctuary lamp on, we know that Jesus Christ is present. I was in church today, and the cleaners were there. They're getting ready for Advent, and it was like a circus. They're all laughing and talking and having a grand time. Jesus was there, and they just ignored him. They were, you know, having a wonderful time, but they were ignoring Jesus. The parish, the church, is not a place for a circus. It's a place of worship. And you know, just last Sunday it was, you know, you've made my house into a den of thieves. You know, you've made my house into a circus. You know, we've got to remember that Jesus is present, and I know sometimes, you know, things are happening and you get lost with things that you have to do, but we have to go back to remember that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. So I am. We have to remember he is the holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. Loving so much Louisa, whom I, God, have chosen as my little secretary. I, God, want to pour my heart out. I, God, want to entrust to Louisa my divine secrets, my divine joys, my hidden sorrows, my surprising truths. Why? To celebrate together and to communicate to Louisa so many divine lives, for as many truths that I, God, keep manifesting to Louisa. So again, this is what Jesus shows us. When Jesus speaks, it is a divine life. It is a divine life. And he asks us to recognize that these words in the book of heaven are infinite. They're divine lives. For every truth, he says, there are so many divine lives for as many truths. So when you read the book of heaven, it's filled page from top to bottom with promises. Top to bottom, Jesus is asking us to allow him to enter into us, us entering into him. These words are just not human. They're divine. And as you read the same words again, as you read those same words again, God keeps on expanding your capacity to embrace a divine reality. There's nothing less than that. A divine life for everything that Jesus says. And this divine life is filled with divine lives for all eternity. When God spoke, fiat lux, all of creation existed. When Mary spoke, fiat mihi, God became man. The incarnation took place. When we say fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom come, reign in me on earth as it is in heaven. Every truth that we read, God magnifies that truth within us. He expands our capacity for all eternity. This is not like what he taught the saints. It's beyond that. It's never been seen. The only person that ever saw it was Adam. The only other human that ever saw it was Louisa. Now, Jesus, he saw it because he's the Son of God. Mary saw it because she's the Mother of God. Theotokos, no one can compare to the Blessed Mother. But the saints did not have this understanding. And yet God is saying to us, I want you to enter into this life. I am want you to enter into this life. And this is why he says, And now, just let's, if we're little children of the Holy Divine Will, linked to Louisa, Jesus says, I love you so much, those who are linked to Louisa, that I have chosen you to be with the chosen one, Louisa Picaretta. I, God, want to pour my heart out. I have entrusted to Louisa my divine secrets, and now I am giving to you my divine secrets, my divine joys, my hidden sorrows, my surprising truths, to celebrate together, to communicate through Louisa my so many divine lives, for so many truths that I have been manifesting to Louisa all her life. Jesus wants us to become aware that this Ruah of God, this breath of God that was breathed into Louisa, is more than what God did with Adam. Adam did not have Jesus as his Adam. Adam did not have Mary as her, as his Eve. So what God has done for Louisa is more than what he's done for Adam. Infinitely more. And he's asking us to enter into this abundant life. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now, with this gift of the divine will, he wants us to enter into his likeness. So he's saying, as I did to Louisa, I want to do for you, for the little children of the holy divine will. And then we can receive as much as we want or as little as we want. We can receive 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever we desire, then Jesus says, okay, show me, prove it to me that you want this. So the more that we read, the more we study, we put this into practice, the more peace, joy, and happiness enters our heart, the more the kingdom of heaven is being established in us on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. See, it's the book of heaven is heaven. And that's why when you read, you're happy. When you read, there's so much that is there. You could spend a whole hour on one sentence in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And why? God wants you to enter into this abundant life. He wants you to possess this. And so he says in volume 24, 520, 1928, if you knew what value one act done in my most holy divine will contains, how the divine will can move both heaven and earth, how the divine will can open its way everywhere. It places itself in communication with everyone and obtains everything that was not obtained through all the acts of all the saints done together. This is one act, one eye blink in the divine will does more than what all the saints combined have done. All the sufferings they've gone through, all the penances they've gone through, all the mortifications they've gone through, all the martyrdoms that they've gone through, one eye blink of Louisa done in the divine will is greater than what all the saints did combined together. So he says this, it places itself in communication with everyone and obtains everything that was not obtained through all the acts of all the saints done together for centuries. You see what Jesus is doing? We're going into another era, another beginning that has never been seen. Again, there's only four people that ever lived it. Adam, who lost it, Jesus and Mary, who live it continuously, and Louisa. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into this abundant life of the new Adam and of the new Eve found only through Louisa. So what does that mean? That means you could spend the rest of your life reading all the books of all the saints, all the dogma and doctrine of the church. And if you spend the rest of your life doing that, you will not receive what you can receive with one eye blink in the divine will. For the rest of your life, if you're in a library and you have no sleep, you're just focused on all that the saints taught, all that the saints did, cannot compare to one eye blink of Louisa. Jesus wants you to possess this gift. And so what he's saying to us is, yes, everything is good and everything is holy and everything is saintly. It's like the fourth dimension, if you want to say. Leaving the third dimension, entering the fourth dimension. He says, but what I've got for you has never been seen by the saints. It's like entering into the fifth dimension, never before seen by man. Four people possessed it out of the billions that have lived. And Jesus is saying to us, I want you to enter into this life. So, I think for this Christmas time, you know, Advent, I think we have to really talk to Jesus and say, I want to focus the rest of my life on the divine will. I want to know this inside and out. I want to possess this more than ever before. I want every day to enter this new and abundant life. So he says this, these acts are not one son, but many sons for as many acts that are performed that form the refulgent and radiant divine day of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. What God has got planned, it's the new day. It's not about the saints. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's entering into the divine. I want unity with Jesus Christ in a divine manner. I want to enter into this divine life. I want to become the drop of water that the priest puts in the cup filled with wine every day. I want to share in divinity. So Jesus is trying to wake us up, trying to say to us, this is not saintly. It goes way, way beyond saintly. Saintly is beautiful and holy. This is what we've been studying for 2,000 years, but it's God wants more than that. So he says this, the acts done in the divine will are the spurs to what? To the supreme being. They are the magnets that attract the supreme being. They are the sweet chains that bind the supreme being. They are the raptures in which the creatures has the power to form the ecstasy of her God, who, enraptured as though in a sweet sleep by an ecstasy formed by his beloved creature, Louisa, concedes what he wanted to give to mankind for many centuries. But he had not found Louisa to make him ecstatic, to make God, with his very divine power, she would be able to capture the kingdom of God's most holy divine will. That's Louisa. Again, I love the saints. Today's the Feast of St. Andrew. Great saint. Who is this Louisa Picaretta that Jesus says? Listen to the words he uses. The acts done in the divine will are spurs of the supreme being, and the magnets that attract it are the sweet chains that bind it. They are the raptures in which this creature has the power to form the ecstasy of her creator, who enraptured as though in his, by his sweet sleep, by the ecstasy formed by his beloved creature, concedes what he wants to give from many centuries, but he had not found she who, making him ecstatic with his very divine power, would be the capturer of the kingdom of his divine will. That's Louisa Picaretta. This is astonishing. And where is our book of heaven? Where do we keep it? You know, it's Jesus is expecting an awful lot from us. He hasn't given the book of heaven to many. And so therefore, to those that he has given the book of heaven, he is expecting a great deal. Talk about the treasure. Talk about the 10 talents or the 5 talents or the 1 talent. God is expecting an awful lot. This book of heaven is everything. Why? Because Louisa is everything. And what God, when God taught her the divine secrets, the divine treasures of the Holy Spirit, she gave them to us. Put them down on paper. And depending on how we study this, to a greater or lesser degree, it will be given to us. If it's 30, 60, or 100 fold, what do you want? Jesus says, I will fill you to the brim if you want that. What does that mean? That means you read, you study, you put this into practice. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for that to happen. So he says, as the creature moves in my fiat, informs her act, God feels enraptured. Listen to this. And in his sweet drowsiness, God feels disarmed. God feels conquered. And Louisa becomes the winner over her God, the winner over her Creator. The Lord wants us to possess this gift. There's no question. What he shows us tonight in these readings is Louisa. He shows us that Louisa is the one who possesses it. No other saint possesses this. She is the one that the kingdom of God has been given to. She is the one where the divine secrets, the divine treasures of the Holy Spirit have been given to. And Jesus says, do you want these? Okay, how do we know Jesus is saying that to us? Because we have the book of heaven. He says, do you want these? They're all in this book. And then he says, and he gives us many ways of focusing on this. If you look at divinewill.life, you can go to many, or even divinewill.org, many, many different ways of reading the divine will through the Hours of the Passion, the Virgin Mary, the Prodigies of the Blessed Mother, the Be Attentive book, the You Must Know book. These will fill libraries of different aspects of what God is teaching us. You've got the calendar. You could read the whole 36 volumes in 1 year by reading the calendar. You know, average number of pages is 10 pages a day. You know, you have to change your lifestyle to do this. Instead of being entertained by television and movies, to read. And if you can't read, you get dream voice and have it read to you. But Jesus is waiting. Jesus is wanting to give you this gift. He's planned this from the beginning of time. He knows who has this. I remember, like I said, I've said this before, but in the 80s, we had mimeograph sheets. That's all we had. There was finally, in 1996, the writings were brought to Corrado. By 2005, we had all the writings in English. What Jesus is expecting us to do this. He knows if we read this, the face of the earth will be transformed. He knows if we read this, the kingdom of God is going to be reestablished on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to go back to paradise. The time of the devil is going to end. He knows this. And therefore, what has he done? He's asked us to do it. Again, all he's asking is to read. And that's why he says, this is this last line. As creatures move in my fiat, okay, those are the little children of the Holy Divine Will, one with Louisa, we will form our act, one with Louisa. God then feels enraptured. And in his sweet drowsiness, God feels disarmed and conquered. And Louisa and the little souls linked to Louisa become winners over their God, over their Creator. That's what God has planned. He's asking us to begin to live this. He's asking us to do what no saint could ever do. Why couldn't the saints do this before? Because they didn't have Louisa. We have Louisa. This is the thing that's so astonishing. We have the Book of Heaven, and God is asking us to accomplish what he has planned from the beginning of time. So he's looking at us. He's pleading with us to do this. Again, as we move in God's fiat, one with Louisa, as we begin to learn how to form our acts in the prime act of God, God feels enraptured. by all of mankind. Because when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. God hears everyone praying with our voice. In his sweet drowsiness, God then feels disarmed and is conquered. Why? He knows everything's going to go according to his plan. And the creature, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa become the winner over their God. This is a glorious time. And for this next year that's coming, I really believe we have to make recommit ourselves to this divine will. Recommit ourselves to echoing the prayers of Louisa. Memorizing each sentence. When you find a sentence in your front of the Blessed Sacrament, repeat it until you know it. Repeat it until you know it by heart. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.